This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will be doing a little bit of revision, insha'Allah. Revision of Kitab al-Salah and Kitab al-Janaiz, insha'Allah. The book of Salah and the book of Janaza, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we will be going through this via Q&A, via questions and answers, insha'Allah. Why revision? What's the fa'ida? What's the benefit of revision? وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for verily the reminder benefits the believers. It ensures that we've understood the content. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, as we've gone through the texts, our Q&A session will also be in line with the Hanbali Madhab, with the Hanbali School of Jurisprudence, insha'Allah. And remember, within the Hanbali School, in almost every issue, there are multiple opinions, there are multiple riwayat, etc. But we are sticking to the Mu'tamad, we are sticking to the official position for our ta'aleem and for our lessons, insha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, let's begin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For example, we have an individual, Salman, and he's unable to face the Qibla. He's asked the flight attendant, can I please go and stand at the back and face towards the Qibla and perform my Salatul Fajr, for example. And they say to him, no, there's turbulence now. You are not allowed to stand up. You're not allowed to go to the back of the plane. Can he sit and face a direct direction other than the Qibla and perform his Salah? Yes, he can. And he has to. He has no other option. Walhamdulillah. And so, following and facing towards the Qibla, this here falls away if I am ajiz, if I'm unable to do that. Excellent. What's the time for the intention? Intention, where's the place? It's in the heart. Well, before you begin that act of worship, you need to have the intention, insha'Allah. You need to be conscious of what you are doing. Walhamdulillah. With regards to the five daily prayer times, what are they? Well, Salatul Fajr, the proper time enters with Tulu al-Fajr, with the true dawn, and the time expires at sunrise. Walhamdulillah. So true dawn up to sunrise. Salatul Dhuhr after Zawal up to the point when the shadow is equal to the size of the object. When the shadow of an object is equal to that object, that's all the time of Salatul Dhuhr. So from after Zawal up to the shadow equaling the size of the object, that's Dhuhr Salah. Then we have Asr Salah, which begins just after that. Once the shadow is equal to the size of the object, now Asr time has come in. And Asr has two times. Has the permissible time, the good time, and also has the time of necessity. The permissible time ends when? When the shadow is double the size of the object. That's the permissible time. And from that time, when the shadow is double, up to sunset is the darura time, time of necessity. As for Salatul Maghrib, begins after sunset, and for as long as the redness in the sky, the red twilight is still around, we are still in Salatul Maghrib time, walhamdulillah. Then comes in Salatul Isha time. Salatul Isha, after the redness disappears, up to one-third of the night. Up to one-third of the night, that's the permissible time. And then the time of necessity, right up to the time of Salatul Fajr, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, Ilyas walks into the masjid and the imam is about to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And Ilyas stands in the saf and he says, Allahu Akbar, before the imam makes his first salam, even though Ilyas hasn't sat down yet. Has Ilyas caught the jama'ah? The answer is yes. Ilyas has caught the jama'ah, walhamdulillah. Fatima, she wakes up a bit late and the sun is about to rise. 1 minute or 30 seconds before the sun rises, she says, Allahu Akbar. She catches her takbiratul ihram within the time before the sun has risen, and then technically the rest of her prayer is prayed while the sun is rising. Has she caught the time on time? Has she prayed Salatul Fajr as Ada, or has she prayed Salatul Fajr as Qada? She has prayed Salatul Fajr as Ada. She's caught the time. Walhamdulillah. According to the madhab, as long as you get the Takbiratul Ihram within the time, you have caught the time. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. With regards to the a lot of movement in salah, and we are looking at this brother, we're thinking, you know, I mean, is he really in salah? This guy is itching and scratching, and this guy's looking here, he's looking there, he's playing with his phone, he's playing with his watch, he's playing with his hat, and we look at him, there's a lot of movement, and this is in the first rak'ah, the second rak'ah, the third rak'ah, the fourth rak'ah. I mean, throughout this whole prayer, it looks like this guy is, you know, walking on ants. Say he's got ants in his pants, etc. Is this salah valid? The answer is no. This man's salah is invalid. But what if, for example, the guy had a little bit of movement and it was for some maslaha, it was for some benefit. Like, for example, while in salah, his phone began to ring, and so he puts his hand in the pocket, removes the phone, switches it off and puts it back in his pocket. A little bit of movement for maslaha, for benefit. Is his salah fine? The answer is yes. Yes, no problem. Or there was a little bit of movement and there was no need for this. He's fidgeting, but it's not too much. This is makruh and his salah is valid. Walhamdulillah. With regards to Salatul Janazah, or how do we perform Salatul Janazah? What's the method of Salatul Janazah? Well, we stand, we face towards the Qibla, and we say Allahu Akbar. And then we recite Suratul Fatiha. We recite Suratul Fatiha. Then our next takbir, Allahu Akbar. Durood upon the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then another, Allahu Akbar. And now we make dua for the deceased. Once this is done, Allahu Akbar. And then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. One salam to the right suffices. Walhamdulillah. That was the method of Salatul Janazah. First takbir, then Suratul Fatiha. Second takbir, durood. Third takbir, dua. And then the fourth takbir. And then you have your salam. Walhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, mashaAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, with regards to the time of Salatul Duha, when do we perform Salatul Duha? Its time comes in after sunrise, give or take 15 minutes, 10-15 minutes after sunrise, once the sun has risen a spear's length above the horizon, up to the time of Zawal. Just before Zawal, you know, that's all the time of Salatul Duha. You pray your Duha prayer early, it's also called Salatul Ishraq. When's the best time to pray Salatul Duha? When the sun is nice and hot outside. Walhamdulillah. What are the makruh times? So we find that Sister Sumayya, she decides that at sunrise she wants to make two rakahs nafil to Allah. We say no, sister. The three major makruh times, sunrise, sunset and zawal, don't pray at these times. And then what are the minor makruh times? Well, after Salatul Asr until sunset, and after the time of Salatul Fajr enters up to sunrise. So between the time of the entry of Salatul Fajr until the actual time that you pray your Salatul Fajr, that's a minor makruh time. You're only allowed to pray the two rakah sunnah of Salatul Fajr. And then after your fard of Fajr, that makruh time continues until sunrise. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah, tabarakallah. How many pieces how many sheets do we use as the kafan for a male? We use one minimum and we use three maximum. As for the female, also one minimum and five maximum. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, when is the time for Salatul Taraweeh? Salatul Taraweeh, we pray it after Salatul Isha, and the time expires at the time of Salatul Fajr. So we have the entire night, walhamdulillah. How many rak'ahs according to the madhab? 20 rak'ahs for Salatul Taraweeh, and then your three rak'ahs as witr, inshaAllah. Two brothers are praying Salah. Where does the follower stand? Does he stand behind the imam, left-hand side of the imam, right of the imam? He stands directly on the right-hand side of the imam, walhamdulillah. We have five brothers, they come to the masjid and it's very, very full. And so they stand in front of the imam. Would their salah be valid? No, their salah is invalid. We have seven brothers, four of them on the right-hand side of the imam and three on the left-hand side of the imam. So they're standing directly parallel to the imam. Four on his right and three on his left. Is that okay? Yes, that's fine. But all seven of them stand on his left-hand side. Is that correct? Incorrect. 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 Excellent. Salatul Jumu'ah. Is there a minimum number that we require of individuals to establish Salatul Jumu'ah? And what kind of individuals? Yes, we require, according to the madhab, 40 permanent residents. So not musafirin. We do not add in, for example, you know, women or the children, etc. No, we require 40 men who are permanent, who are permanent residents. 40 men who are permanent residents. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. We have, for example, Sister Sumayya. And so she was about to perform her salah. In fact, she prayed her salah. Yes, she prayed her salah. And after her salah, then she realizes that there was najasa on her clothing. There was najasa on her clothing. She had forgotten about this sister here. She needs to repeat her salah. There was a lot of najasa on her clothing and she had forgotten about this matter. She needs to repeat her salah. Yes, there's another riwayah in the madhab which states that, you know, if you had forgotten about the matter and you prayed your salah, then your salah is valid. But we are sticking to the official position here, inshallah. Somebody performed salah and we were able to see the color of the skin via their clothing. Through their clothing, we can see the color of the skin at the area of the aura. And so is their salah valid? Salah is invalid. But remember, so here's a brother performing salah and the sleeves that he has on, you know, you are able to see the color of the skin from through those sleeves. Is that an issue? No, that's not an issue. Why? Because it's not the color of the skin of the aura which is exposed. We need to have the exposure of the aura skin, then only would it be invalid. Allahu musta'an. We have Sister Sumayya's sister, and Sister mashallah, she's performing salah. And she purposefully leaves her feet uncovered throughout the entire salah. According to the madhab, her salah is invalid. Why? Because covering of the feet is part and parcel of the aura. It must be covered. Must be covered according to the madhab. Same with regards to her hands in salah. Her hands must be covered. We have a musafir. So this musafir here, he prays his salah to duha in a direction other than the qibla. Salatul Duha in a direction other than the Qibla, and his musafir. No problem, inshallah. No problem. Nafil Salah, while you are on your mount, while he was sitting in the passenger seat, he prayed the Salah. No problem, inshallah. But the same passenger, now it's the time for Salatul Asr, and he prays his Salatul Asr while seated and in a direction other than the Qibla. Salah valid? No, Salah is invalid. Salah is invalid. Some individual, they purposefully leave out the first tashahud in a four-unit prayer. Salah is invalid. They forgot the tashahud and they stood up completely. Now, can they return back when the people corrected them? Can they come down and sit down? No, no, no. You've stood up completely. You continue your salah and you make sajdatu sahu at the end of your prayer. Walhamdulillah. Sister Fatima, she performed her Salatul Dhuhr seated while she's able to stand. We say that her Salah is invalid. You need to stand, Ya Ukhti. You need to stand, Ya Ukhti, for your fard prayers. Another individual, in the middle of his Salah, he started walking forward. He walked about 500 meters forward. We say, brother, your salah is invalid. This is a lot of movement. Somebody else in their salah, in their sujood, in their ruku, they just sufficed with one tasbih, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and one Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in the sajda. Would that be okay? Yes, that would be okay. Their salah is valid. Walhamdulillah, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. We have somebody who stands on the left-hand side of the imam, salah is invalid. We have an individual who stands alone behind the saf. So there's three safs, and he stands alone at the back there praying in jama'ah salah. We say your salah is invalid. The person who stands alone at the back of the saf, according to the madhab, salah is invalid. Salatul Jumu'ah, we had 30 individuals and we had 10 women. Their salah is invalid. Salatul Jumu'ah here will not be valid because they have not met the prerequisites. They have not met the preconditions for the establishment of Salatul Jumu'ah. Someone performed Salatul Jumu'ah and they only had one khutbah. Invalid. Somebody performed Salatul Jumu'ah and they had no khutbah. Invalid, obviously, Jayid. Someone decides to make some nafil salah at the time of sunset. He just says, I want to pray two rakas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's around the time of sunset. We say that this is invalid because it's the minor makruh. And now we're very close to the major makruh time. Walhamdulillah. Someone gives the adhan of Salatul Maghrib 5 minutes before the time. Is that adhan valid? No, it's invalid. There's a woman. She gives the adhan for the city of Dubai. This woman here, she gives the adhan for the whole city of Dubai or the neighborhood, etc. We say your adhan is invalid, ukhti, invalid. Allahu musta'an. What's the ruling with regards to salah in these scenarios here? Someone performs Salatul Fajr and he only made one sajda in the first unit. And then he remembered at the end of the prayer, and so he makes sajda to sahu. He missed out a pillar of the prayer, continued his salah, and at the end he makes sajda to sahu. Salah valid, salah is invalid. Why? Because you missed out a pillar. You can't just continue and make sajda to sahu at the end. If you missed out a pillar, for as long as, according to the madhab, you haven't started the recitation in your next rak'ah, you need to rewind. You need to go back. You need to do the missed pillar, which is a sajda here, and then continue your salah as normal from that point and make sajda to sahu at the end. And you've not done that, and so your salah is invalid. An individual performs salah and his knees are exposed. Salah valid? Yes, salah is valid. Why? Because the awrah is between the navel and the knee, and so your knee technically, if exposed, your salah would be valid. Walhamdulillah. Musafir performs salatul asr while on his journey, and he did not face towards the Qibla, and he had the ability to do so. We say your salah is invalid. Why? Because this is a fard salah. You need to face towards the Qibla. As for your nafil, while on safar, you know, there's concessions given there. Someone prays Salatul Maghrib and does not raise their voice in the recitation in the first two rak'as. And also this person missed out the first tashahud purposefully. We say salah is invalid, not because you read silently in your first two rak'ahs. No. That's a matter of the sunnah, no major issue there. But rather, you purposefully left out your first tashahud, your salah is invalid. Somebody else performed salah and they forgot the first tashahud. They stood up completely. We say continue your salah and make sajda to sahu at the end. Alhamdulillah. Someone prayed salatul isha and the first two rak'ahs they did not recite aloud. Is their salah valid? Salah is valid. Walhamdulillah. There was a follower who performed Salatul Dhuhr and praying behind an imam, and he did not recite Suratul Fatiha. This follower praying behind an imam, the follower did not recite Suratul Fatiha in Dhuhr Salah, the silent Salah. Is his salah valid? Yes, his salah is valid. Why? Because according to the madhab, if you are praying behind an imam, you do not have to read. Whether it be the loud or the silent prayers, you do not have to recite. The imam covers for you, inshallah. Yes, it's better in the silent prayers for you to recite, but not an obligation. We have, for example, somebody, they forgot the takbir of ruku. Allahu Akbar for the ruku. They forgot this. And they remembered before they finished off their salah and they made sajdatu sahu. Is that fine? Yes, it's fine. Remember to say these takbirat for movement. It is wajib. And so you remembered later on, you make sajdatu sahu and that sorts it out. Walhamdulillah. Someone began their salah and they forgot to say subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka smuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. They forgot this. We say your salah is valid. You forgot the dua of Islam. Istiftah, your salah is still valid. Walhamdulillah. Someone enters the masjid for salatul dhuhr and he doesn't really know what he's praying, doesn't know whether he's praying dhuhr or asr, etc. And he wasn't conscious of this intention, and only in the third rak'ah then he decides that this is my salatul dhuhr, it's not my salatul asr. Here it's a mushkila according to the madhab that you didn't know what you were praying at the beginning of this prayer, and so here your salah will be invalid. Someone has a lot of movement in their salah, salah is invalid. Somebody looks right and he looks towards the left in salah because there was some sound, there was some noise on the right hand side. He just turned his head. Your salah is still valid. Walhamdulillah. Then, for example, what is the hukum with regards to the following? Covering of the awra in salah. It's a precondition. Saying Rabbi ghfirli 3 times between the 2 sujood. Saying one time, it is wajib. 3 times is sunnah. Excellent. A lot of movement in salah nullifies your salah. Takbiratul ihram at the beginning of the prayer. This is a pillar of the prayer. Having intention, facing towards the qibla, the entry of the prayer time, tahara, these are all preconditions of the prayer. Lifting up the hands for takbiratul ihram, this is sunnah. Lifting up the hand before the ruku and after the ruku, this is a matter of the sunnah. Tying your hand below the navel, this is a matter of the sunnah. Putting your right hand over the left hand, matter of the sunnah. Walhamdulillah. Saying subhana rabbi al-a'la and subhana rabbi al-azim in your subhana rabbi al-a'la in your sajda, subhana rabbi al-azim in your ruku, saying it one time, it is wajib. Saying it 3 times or more, this is sunnah, insha'Allah. Saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, at the beginning of your salah, your first rak'ah, this is sunnah. Excellent. Your final tashahud of your prayer, final tashahud of the prayer, this is a pillar of the prayer. Dua of istiftah, this is a sunnah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, etc. Turning the head for the salam to the right, turning the head for the salam to the left, this is a sunnah. But to say, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, 2 times, this is a pillar of the prayer. Your first tashahud sitting in a 4-unit prayer or in a 3-unit prayer, this is wajib. Saying Rabbana walakal hamd, this is sunnah. Putting your hands around the knees, this is a matter of the sunnah, insha'Allah. Saying sami'allahu liman hamida, this is wajib. Your ruku and your sujood in salah, these are pillars of the prayer. The takbirat of the movement, this is wajib. Excellent. Reciting suratul fatiha in your prayer, this is a pillar for the imam and for the one who's praying alone. As for the follower, then he does not have to. It is recommended for him to read, insha'Allah. Walhamdulillah. Sitting for, the final tashahud, sitting for that, this is also, this is also a pillar. Reciting a surah after suratul fatiha. Reciting a surah in your salah after suratul fatiha. What's the ruling with regards to that? So after suratul fatiha, you are reciting a surah. What's the ruling with regards to that? That surah it is recommended. That surah is recommended, insha'Allah. Turning towards the right and the left while you're in salah, this is makruh. A little bit of movement out of maslaha, benefit, because you need to, permissible. A little bit of movement and you don't need to, then this is makruh, insha'Allah. Laughing in salah. Laughing in salah is a nullifier of your prayer. Walhamdulillah. Excellent. Salatul Jumu'ah without a khutbah, it is invalid. An individual delivers the Jummah khutbah, but he does not have wudu. Is that khutbah valid? Yes, it is. You don't need to have wudu to deliver the khutbah. We have Salatul Jumu'ah with only one khutbah. Invalid, invalid. We must have two khutbahs. Excellent. The imam doesn't stand on the minbar and deliver the khutbah. No problem at all. Walhamdulillah. He delivers the Jummah khutbah, but he does not mention a verse of the Noble Quran in that khutbah. That khutbah there is invalid. He delivers the Jummah khutbah in the German language, completely in German, and even the verses of the Noble Quran, he does not recite them in Arabic. According to the madhab, this is invalid. The minimum is that, you know, the verses of the Noble Quran, they must be in the Arabic, language. Walhamdulillah. We had, as we mentioned, 30 men for Salatul Jumu'ah and 10 women. Would that Salatul Jumu'ah be valid? No, invalid according to the madhab. We have somebody who is known, this guy is a thief, this guy commits zina, and he is open about the matter, and he is the imam for some pious brothers, good practicing brothers. Is the salah valid? No, salah is invalid. Remember, according to the madhab, that you cannot pray behind the fasiq. Excellent. A woman, she is leading other women in salah. No problem at all. Walhamdulillah. Where does she stand and the followers stand? They stand to her right and to her left, inshallah, the front saf. We have a young kid leading men in Salatul Taraweeh, no problem at all. We have a young kid leading men in Salatul Asr, that is a problem, and their salah is invalid. Their salah is invalid. We have two individuals standing on the right hand side of the imam, no problem at all. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah. We have, for example, Salatul Jama'ah. Salatul Jama'ah falls away from who? The person who is sick. Can the one who is ill join between the Dhuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha? Yes, they can. Walhamdulillah. We have a musafir who traveled 150 kilometers and he decides to stay in this place for 2 days. Can he join between prayers? The answer is yes. Can he shorten his prayers? Most definitely. Walhamdulillah. An individual really needs to go to the toilet. Does he have to go for jama'ah salah? No, he's excused from jama'ah salah. An individual is very, very hungry and the food has been served. Can he eat or does he have to go for jama'ah salah? He can eat, insha'Allah. Some rain came down, and this is around the time of Salatul Maghrib. And so, do I have to go to the masjid? You know, it's 100-meter walk to the masjid, and it's raining heavily. Do I have to go to the masjid? No. Salatul Jama'ah falls away from you. And can I join between my Maghrib and my Isha? The answer is yes, you can join, insha'Allah. Walhamdulillah, masha'Allah. Then, for example, with regards to Salatul Eid, is there minimum requirement number of people we require? Yes, we require 40, just like Salatul Jumu'ah, walhamdulillah. With regards to the following, what's the ruling? Is it wajib, sunnah, precondition, burying the dead? Burying the dead is an obligation, communal obligation upon all of us. Salatul Janazah, communal obligation upon all of us, walhamdulillah. With regards to standing in the prayer, what's the ruling with regards to that? Standing in your prayer, this is a pillar of the prayer. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Washing the dead, also a communal obligation. MashaAllah. Visiting the sick, this is a matter of the sunnah. Lifting up the hands before the takbir and after the takbir, this is a matter of the sunnah, inshaAllah. Jameel. Salatul Witr, when does the time come in? Time comes in after Salatul Isha, and the time expires when Salatul Fajr time comes in. Walhamdulillah. What's the minimum rak'ah? The minimum is one rak'ah. The minimum best is 3 rak'ahs, and the maximum is 11, inshaAllah. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. What can I pray during these times, makruh times, etc.? Can I pray Salatul Istikhara during the makruh time? The answer is no. Can I pray the two rak'ahs after making tawaf? Can I pray them during the makruh times? The answer is yes. Can I pray fard prayer during the makruh times? The answer is yes. Jayid. Can I pray tahiyyatul masjid? Can I pray, can I do the sajda of tilawa or the sajda of shukr during the makruh time? According to the madhab, the answer is no. The answer is no. You don't do those during the makruh times. Walhamdulillah. Somebody in salah and they doubt, is it my third rak'ah or my second rak'ah? We say go with the lower of the two numbers. Go with the lower of the two numbers. That is certainty, inshaAllah. Someone makes a mistake in the Salatul Dhuhr, and after three rak'ahs, they make salam. They sat and they made salam, and 3 hours later, they realize, you know what, I only prayed three rak'ahs. For Dhuhr Salah, I was supposed to pray four, I've only prayed three. What happens in this case? We say, well, that Salatul Dhuhr now, the time is too long, it has been cancelled, it's null and void, and you need to repeat your salah. You need to repeat your salah. Walhamdulillah. Someone makes an extra sajda in salah purposefully, salah is null and void. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. This is where we end off with our revision pertaining to Kitab as-salah and Kitab al-janaiz, walhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, no doubt, no doubt, the sacred law, this fiqh here, at times, can be a bit dry. It can be a bit dry. And also we find that it's not necessarily the type of ilm which will encourage an individual to make a lot of nafil salah, to make a lot of tahajjud, to do a lot of extra. This fiqh at times is very minimalist in its nature. You know, what's the minimum for something to be valid? What's the minimum for this, minimum for that, etc.? And that's why, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, it's imperative. It is so important that we learn fiqh and we also learn those matters related to the heart. We also learn those matters related to the life of our Habib Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We learn about the life of the lives of the salihin, the lives of the pious, the life of Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, the lives of the great Hanbali scholars, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, so that we can emulate them bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, so that we can aspire to copy them, to imitate them, the lives of the companions of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also study fiqh along with understanding the noble Quran. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, do not take one of the sciences in the religion at the expense of the rest. No, no, no. We have to look at matters holistically bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, and remember, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, that this knowledge will either be a proof for you or it will be a proof against you. You learned about these various salawat. You know how to perform the salah. You understand the importance of these various matters. So ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, if your knowledge is above average, if your knowledge is above average, if your knowledge is above average, then your ibadah, your character, your akhlaq, your behavior, all of that is also supposed to be above average. حياكم الله. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك لعبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.